What you have to understand this morning, the Lord is going to take us to a new phase of divine order. Amen. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever in life that you're dealing with that don't seem like it want to work out, you're going to get some insight this morning of how to cause it to work out, make it work out. So entertainment, just entertainment and excitement in the church must come to an end. You must know how to deal with life. So sit down, I want you to write this down. Enlightenment, empowerment, and enforcement. Yes. Those three words, enlightenment, empowerment, and enforcement. In other words, you're going to be able to enforce what be taught to you. We're going to open up the two passages of scripture, Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Hebrews says in Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Underline substance, underline evidence. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Third verse says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God. I think in Genesis chapter 1, over 10 times it said, God said. God said. God called. God said. So it's one of God's form of operation, a major one, is saying. The whole world was created by what God said. Can you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Through faith, we understand that the world was framed. The world was framed. The world was framed. Framed. Underline that word, frame. Frame. Because any position you're in now, you don't want to be in, you're about to frame it. Amen. Let me say that again. Any position you're in now, you don't want to be in, you're about to frame it. I think what have happened, we clammed a whole lot of things and didn't frame it. We saw it. We read it. But didn't frame it. You're about to become a framer. You clammed a lot of things because you saw it in the Word. You clammed it, but you didn't frame it. God can't do nothing for you unless you help yourself. He designed you to frame your world. That's what I'm going to deal with this morning. Framing your world. If you don't frame your world, Satan going to frame it. If you don't frame it, the culture going to frame it. If you don't frame it, the system going to frame it. Every time you step out of your house, you step out in a framed world that you frame with God's word. Everything that needs to be changed in your life going to be changed this morning. Every victory that you need, you're going to cause it to happen. You're about to frame your life with victory. No matter what the culture say, no matter what the politicians say, no matter what nobody else say, no matter what religion say, you have the ability by Almighty God to frame your life just like Him. Jesus was a frammer. Yeah, Jesus was a frammer. See, blaming ain't do no good. Blaming somebody else for where you are, that ain't do no good. What you doing about it? So all condition that is causing ailment in your life right now about to be changed. The only person who can change your life is you. What happened on the outside, what somebody did you, what somebody trying to do to you, they can't change your life. You stop them. By the words you speak, what you believe. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, you belong to God. I'm talking about look in the little mirror. Just look in the mirror and start saying, I belong to God. I don't belong to this situation. I don't belong to the devil. I don't belong to this world. I belong to God. You're going to start framing your world, framing your morning, framing your day, framing your week, framing your month, framing your year, framing your family, framing your marriage, framing your children, framing your grandchildren, framing your finances, framing your joy, framing your peace. Don't just take what show up. You a changer. You are anointed to change your world. Write that down. I'm anointed to change my world. In other words, if I can change my world, I can change every day. Something come up wrong, change it. Look at verse 3 again. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith. What he said? We understand. Through faith we accept everything come to us. Who gonna change it? God double waiting on God to change it. Who gonna change it? Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now look in Ephesians real quick. Ephesians 5. Verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God. What do you mean follow of God as dear children? Or how God did it. And God said. Genesis 1. And God said. 10 times. And God called. And God said. Don't say what you see. Say what you want. Don't say what you feel. Say what you want. Are you listening to me? Are y'all going to be doers of the word now? Here's a question. Did you know you can frame your world, your situation, and circumstances with the word of God? I'm going to give you that again. I want you to get that. And you need to write it down. Did you know that you can frame your world, your situations and circumstances? Good God Almighty. Yes. You know what's about to happen to you this morning? Yes. You know what's about to happen to you in the spirit? You about to change everything that is against you, everything that is holding you back, everything that is holding you down, all your family traditions that have held you to a certain name because your last name is certain. You about to change that. You're about to change into what God designed you to be. You've been waiting on God to do it, waiting on Jesus to do it, waiting on the Holy Spirit to do it. They've been waiting on you. You're going to watch what you say from this day forward. Don't speak no loose language. Because I promise you, Satan will use it against you. Now listen. Did you know that you can frame your world? Say frame your world. Say frame my world. You know you what this morning, you are what you've been framing. Look in the mirror. Say, I don't like it. Say, I don't like it. Say, didn't say you did it. So, in the name of Jesus, everything, your health, your wealth, your wisdom, your joy, your peace, everything about to change. And you're going to be the changer. If God could take the word and frame the whole world, I believe this morning you and I can take that same word and frame our life. No matter what condition you're in now, good God Almighty, no matter what's going on now, no matter how it look, I'm telling you right now, you about to change it. Did you know that you can frame your world? Your situation? Plural. And circumstances? Listen to what it says, though. With the word of God. You may be seated. You see it? You see it? With the word of God. Now, the next statement I'm going to make. God, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Framed the world with his word. God framed the world with his word. Now, what the Spirit of God is saying to you this morning? When we read Ephesians 5:1, look at it again. I think this is real strong. We are to imitate our Heavenly Father. Yes. If he framed the world with his word, uh-huh, I'm going to frame my life,
hallelujah,
with that same word.
Right.
All things work together for good for them to love God, those who are called according to his purpose. If God is for me, who can be against me? The Lord is my shepherd. I want God in here. I shall not. You look in the mirror now. I shall not want. No, he framed the world with his word, and we are to frame our world with his word.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
This is so simple. God gave you his word so that you could frame your world.
Yes.
Look at that word. Look at Romans 8:28.
Yes, sir.
Frame your world with that. Look at Romans. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. And something ain't working out right in your life. Say something wrong, yeah. God said all things work together for good.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to change this thing around.
Yes.
All things work together. But it didn't say it didn't say all things was good.
Uh-huh.
Goodness. Look at somebody and say, goodness.
Yes.
He said all things work together for good. Everything come is not for your good, but you change it. You don't say what it says. You say what you want it to be. I heard the Spirit say something very important. I heard the Spirit say something, I'm going to say it in a minute. It's very important. Your feeling will not run your life no more. Your feeling will not run your life anymore. Other people's opinion will not run a frame of life. You heard I say that? Will not run a frame of life. See, if a life already framed, destruction can't take it over. If a life is already planned by God, you have set your life up by God's word. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. No matter what darkness comes, if I got the word turned on, I can see where I'm going. I can see what going, how the thing will end up, because I'm walking in the light, not in the darkness. But he said, word is a lamp to your feet, right? Now, listen to this. I want you to get this. Unfortunately, Christians have been robbed of success because they have been framing their world with the wrong words. How many guilty? Miss you who lying up in here. Wrong words got you in the predicament that you're in. Satan can't, he don't have enough power. The world don't have enough power to get you in predicament. It's your agreement. The Lord is my shepherd. It said the next statement, how you ain't want? He said, I shall not want. Then he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Then my mind, he restores my soul so he can lead me in the path of righteousness. Notice this, for his name's sake, you his child, he wants you blessed. Oh, you leaving here blessed this morning. Oh yeah, you leaving here with joy. You. I don't care what's going on. I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't care what's going on. You leaving here free this morning. You just listen. You halfway listen. You don't have to listen all the way. Just halfway listen. You gonna say, no, that's not for me. Shut up. No, I'm not receiving that. I'm blessed. You know, we're talking about framing your world. You framing your world. I can't frame your world. I can give you instruction like I'm doing here, but you got to take it. I'm not going to be with you tomorrow. Don't say what's happening. Say what you want to have. Stop being so sad. Shut up, sadness. Shut up, madness. Come on, let me sit down. Let me show you where you've been robbed at. What John 10:10 said? Don't let him. Yes. Go to the next part. He said, I'm come. Say what he said. I'm come. What you want? You want to be robbed or you want to have a life more abundant? Say what he said. Don't say what you feel. Don't say what your neighbor say. Say what God said. get your joy back. I want your joy back this morning. Don't let Satan tell you nothing about no age. Shut up. What age got to do with it? Tell you about your left leg not working right. See, I'm about to talk to the left leg. You shut up. This is not your leg. This is my leg. You a powerful being. Tell the person next to you a powerful being. Tell them use your power. Unfortunately, I want to get it down. Christians have been robbed of success because they have been framing their world with the wrong words. I ask y'all, how many of y'all guilty? If anybody next to you ain't had their hand up, slap them. Slap them side the head, they're lying. Here's where we've been tricked at, and here's where we've been putting all our effort. A successful life consists of more than material things. A good job or money in the bank. That's not a successful life. That's supposed to be in the successful life, but that's not the successful life. Now some religion won't, and some preachers won't accept this, but I don't care. Success with God is a life of total prosperity, in which every need is met in every area of life. Accept that. Let me give it to you again. Success with God is a life of total prosperity, in which every need is met in every area of life. God wants your spiritual walk, your mind, and your body, your relationship, and your finances to be successful. What? Yes. You know you got churches teaching against that? Preachers teaching against that? That prosperity stuff. Stupid. What this world is run by? M-O-N-E-Y. Let's go down to Gonzales, right, like down the street there, and stop by one of them stores and tell them you love Jesus. I want Tupac, but I love Jesus. You got to have some money. A man came here from California. You think he told him, said, I just want to fly? Oh, man, come on. God wants your spiritual walk, your mind, your body, your relationships, and your finances to be successful. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say it again because any church or any minister teaching different, their line is not from God. God is a God of success. God is a God of love. God is a God of prosperity. God is a God of health. God is a God of long, satisfied life. God is a God of love. I've been loving this same woman for 54 years. Can a man love a woman? Hallelujah. 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 Why are you looking at your husband like that? Every now and then, say you love him, man. Every now and then, you got to tell her you love him. You heard me, boy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Every now and then. She ain't on furniture. Oh, boy. I got some women in here love me tonight. Talk to him. He ain't told me he loved me for the last 6 weeks. Matter of fact, tell her now. Don't miss your framing your word now. Don't miss this. God wants your spiritual walk, your mind, your body, your relationship, and your finances to be successful. Oh Lord, I got to read that again. Y'all catching that? What God wants? Now he can't do it if you don't speak it. I'm out of debt. All my needs met. I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
In my body.
In my mind.
In my soul.
In my soul.
In my relationship.
In my relationship.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Well, I don't know about down there, but they're getting strong up here, man. You got to say it, man. You got to say it. You haven't been saying it. You got to say it. You got to say it specifically for the specific area that you're dealing with in your life. You got to say it. Faith talks. Faith walks. Faith manifests. Faith keep in place. Faith hold you when you want to fall. Faith keep you standing up. You understand what I'm saying? Don't go by what you feel. Go by what your faith say. What your faith saying. Talk your faith. Don't talk your feeling. Don't talk what somebody else said about you. Don't talk about what somebody else tried to do to you. Talk about what's going to happen in your life. Say it out your mouth. Say it out of your heart. Say it out of your soul. Don't say what other people are saying about you. Don't worry about what other people are saying about you. Say what you're going to say about yourself. I'm blessing the city. I'm blessing the field. I'm blessing the morning. I'm blessed at nighttime. Y'all better come on up in here. God about to take you somewhere else. I demand all sadness to leave this place right now in the name of Jesus. I demand your joy come back. I demand that you laugh and smile and jump. And, oh, good God Almighty. Have your peace. No, you ain't going to be lonely. He's there with you everywhere you go. He said, I'll never leave you. Nor what? Forsake you. How many of y'all getting something this morning? How many of y'all getting blessed? Watch that mouth. Say what you want to come to pass. Call things that be not as though they were, because they are. Hold on to your blessing with your mouth. Change it. If you don't like it, change it. Talk to it. So I got a place I want to get for a clothes. I decree in the name of Jesus, every situation change. And I decree that you're about to walk into a blessing flood. You heard that, John? A blessing flood. Everybody under the sound of my voice, in here, online, whatever country you're from, you're about to walk into a blessing flood. I never heard that before. A flood of blessings. Blessing here, blessing there, blessing everywhere. Everywhere I go, come on, everywhere I go, blessing, blessing. Blessing, blessing is waiting on me around the corner. I receive. I said, blessing is waiting on me around the corner. Stop talking all that old sad talk. I'm about to cuss. Get that bastard out your life.
Gotta go.
All bastards got to go this morning. Now I'm going to sit down. I'm going to make a statement, but I want you to make a note about it. Boy, them ushers clean this morning, ain't they?
Yes,
my goodness. Now listen very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. God wants your spiritual walk, your mind, your body. Come on, now y'all got to get it. I can't wait. We can't wait this. And you framing this, all right? God wants your spiritual walk, your mind, your body, your relationship, and your finances to be successful, right? I told you that, right? Now listen to what come up next. Just his wanting it. Or even you wanting it is not enough.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Wanting is not enough. You have to frame your will with his word. Now I'm talking from experience. I've been framing my word for 57 years. And it come out just like I want framed. I was walking in my yard. I walk in my yard because I got a track in my yard. My yard big enough for a track. I go from one hop, go around the other hop, and come back around for a half hour. And I was walking around, what that thing called in the front yard with that water? Fountain. Walking around the fountain and hollered at him, spoke to a man. And the man told me, he says, the man in a smaller house, he's renting. I know that much because I know the owner. And the man told me, I'm living my dream. I asked myself, what are you doing? Boy, look at you, you're walking your own, and look at your house. You spoke it in existence.
Right.
Yeah.
I turned around and said, I'm living my dream.
Yes.
What I'm here telling you about this morning is that God wants you to live your dream.
Yes. Yes.
But he cannot do it without you.
Yes.
I want you to tell your neighbor, I'm about to change some stuff. Yeah. Just watch, come on, son. Just watch that mouth. That mouth. Ooh. That mouth either, as soon as $100 check, that mouth either framing your world or framing Satan's world in your life. Come on, get that down. My mouth either framing my world or framing Satan's world in my life. I will not frame Satan's world no more in my life. Because he can't get there unless I frame it.
Uh-huh.
Good God Almighty.
That's good.
Behold, I give you power to tread. I'm a serpent and scorpion, the power of the enemy will do you no harm unless you assist it.
Uh-huh.
I heard it, Lord. Now, from this morning forward, you're going to know the difference between assisting Satan and resisting Satan. Resist that thought will tell you you're going down. Resist that thought telling you about to die. Die? No, I'm here to live. My friend Jesse said, don't answer the phone if you're not ready to go. If death come, don't answer. I thought it was pretty good. Nope, I'm not ready. You know you're just that powerful? Who that was? Hezekiah? Who that was? Who that was? They told, and the preacher brought him the word that is all over. He said, now God, I've been serving you. I want to know if you need to do something about this. And God, in a few seconds, God said, go back and tell him you got 15 more years. Hush your mouth. His word changed it. Death came, but he claimed life. You have to, I want you to write these words down. Write them down. I might have said, you have to frame your world with his word. You have to frame your world with his word. So no matter who against you, no matter what happened, no matter how you feel, you're going to have to make up your mind this morning. I'm going to frame my life with his word. Are you here?
Yes.
Now, here's what the Holy Ghost telling me to say now. No case too bad. Oh, well, all right, I tell him. No case been going too long. I can turn it, you and I can turn it around. It's been going on for 47 years. And today you start a new start. Anybody happy about that? And look who in charge. Not the person sitting next to me. They can't run my life. I'm in charge of my life. I just want to scream. See, religion have held us in a box. And we've been entertained. We've been full of excitement. But what the Lord wants us to do, you listening? When we walk out of here, he wants us full of enlightenment. A man and his wife will go home and sit down to the table now and talk. So we turn this house around. And I want you to know I love you. I don't care. Don't say it by feeling. Say it because it's real. Say it because you know you're supposed to say it. Now, these three words are going to be backed up by scriptures that I think will make a change. Have God's faith. Have Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Have God's faith. God's faith framed the world with his word. So when I'm saying to you, have God's faith, I want you to be in any time, in any room, or any situation, frame your world with God's word. How many are getting blessed? How many got a few things you want to talk to? Say it by faith. Yes, the speed of scripture over the situation. Do it by faith. Don't do it by feeling. Don't do it by facts. Do it by faith. And the faith going to change the fact and the feeling. Are you back?
Hallelujah.
God, people have been held back so long.
Yes.
You know, talking about you're not good enough. And you made that mistake. You made that mistake. We all make mistakes. God, we what we are because of the blood of Jesus. Sure, you're supposed to live properly. But if you fall, get back up. Jesus, have mercy. All right, Mark, turn to Mark. Turn to Mark. Mark chapter 11. Here we go. You're framing your world with the word of God. Now what's going to happen? Thank you, Holy Spirit. What's going to happen? You're going to be saying some things?
Yeah.
And Holy Spirit said, that's not framing. Blaming is not framing. You frame your world. You stop looking at what you see and saying what you see. Say what you want. I'm telling you, look in the mirror. Go get, find a mirror and see and talk to yourself. This is not psychology. And not theology either. It's the word of God. Now, Mark 11, we read this scripture all the time. We quote this scripture. We jump around. And then talk, the next few minutes say, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
In Mark 11, 22, and Jesus answered, said unto them what? What he said? What did he say? Now notice what he said in verse 23. For verily I say unto you that some of you all because you're fat or because you're skinny, because you're black or because you're white or because you're yellow, may be able to say this. Because you finished college? Short? Tall? Speak proper English? Look what the scripture says now. We're talking about framing our world with the word of God. Here's a framer. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this situation. Shall say unto this feeling. Shall say unto this fact. Unto this mountain. Be thou removed, good God Almighty. Be thou cast into the sea. Be happy. Be strong. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which God said, what Jesus said, what the Holy Spirit said, what the Pope said, what the Bishop said, what the preacher said, what who said? To come to pass. What did he say at the end of the verse? What? You mean to tell me I can have whatever I say? What have you been saying? Have you been repeating the situation or saying the word? When you leave here, what you gonna say?
Come on.
You gonna say what God said or what your situation say? Come on, son. I'm guilty. Who else guilty? Of just saying, speaking a situation.
Pastor, forgive me for not following you close enough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. It's $500. And he says, I want to ask you to forgive me for not following you close enough. I repeated what he said because I want Genesis 12 to start functioning in your life. Turn to Genesis 12. God don't call men and women just to call them. He called them for a certain people. But the people can't be helped if they don't follow. I'm pushing that 2,000. I'm a call for 2,000 this morning. 1,892. Pushing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We called it in prayer, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go sideline to tell what he just testified to. And now, you can't make people do this. You're not talking about a portion, you're talking about a calling.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna just say it. All y'all supposed to be rich.
Yes, sir.
Everybody connected with my ministry. Now I know I'm gonna get some slam for this, but everybody connected with my ministry fully should be rich.
Yes.
You know why? I got a rich anointing on me. You know why? God gave it to me. Not my ability. I don't have the ability. But God just placed it on me, 20-something years ago? When he gave money coming? He put that on me for the body of Christ. I got churches in other parts of the world flourishing because they tapped into this anointing. You see, I'm gonna take a little time to go. I'm going now. Genesis. It's Genesis chapter 12, isn't it? Yeah, 12. Now most people won't read this because they say, "Well, people may think you more than what you are." I ain't gotta think. Well, I ain't thinking about what you think. Look at Genesis 12, 1. Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of the country. Who he said it to?
Abraham.
And from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Unto a land that I will show thee. See, I've seen the land of wealth, prosperity and increase. I saw it before I got there. You heard what I said, right? I saw it before I got there. You heard what I said? I saw it before I got there. And I know how I got there. I learned about seed. I learned about tithe. I learned about offering. And I learned about preachers not begging you for money. You had to hear from God yourself. Sow your way out. Tell the person next to you, sow your way out. And I'm saying this for your good. And then he says, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. What did he say to him? And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will, what did he say? I'll bless you, right?
Yes.
And I'll make thy name great. Who said? God telling me, right?
Yes.
And he told him, and God told him, and thou shalt be a blessing, right?
Yes, sir.
Now look at the third verse. That anointing wasn't just put on Abraham. I'm hearing the word. I'm going to get back to my track. But I'm hearing the word O-U-T. It's not a man, it's a godly principle. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Sit down. It's a godly principle that you got to look at. You can't be looking at no man, you got to look at the godly principle. Oh my goodness. Bishop Daniel Robinson got on my trail and caught the whole tail of my coat, and he ain't stopped flying yet. Matter of fact, God told me, make sure he get my jet that I was getting out of. I'm going into another jet. I didn't know Dan that good. God told me, I was out in my yard, said, that jet's for Dan. I called him up and told him he's trying to fumble out of it and talking about, I don't know. I called him back and said, I ain't asking you that. I'm telling you, come get this plan, you and your family. We ain't talking about no money right now.
Out.
Yes, sir, I believe you. Out. That's $100. Out. Everybody say out. Meaning you out of every situation that holding you down. I say you out of every situation. that's holding you down. I said you out of every situation that's been holding you down. I said you out of every situation that's been holding you down. Out. Come on, son. I receive. I don't permit men to wear short pants, you know, to church. So you don't come with no short pants on. For prayer, neither. And he came. He had sort of short pants on. I told two or three guys. I said, don't wear no short here, man. And he come back to Soul Seed. He stayed right down the street. He'd been home. Went home, put a pair of long pants on, came back. Amen. I call that respect. Because he wasn't disrespectful, because the shorts, all three of the guys I talked to about shorts, they wasn't being disrespectful. They just come casual, you know. But I don't like men to wear shorts to church. No, I mean, but other reverend said that's fine. But I'm Reverend Leroy. Man.
I love it. Come on, Dad.
Look at verse 3 now. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee, and neither shall all the families of the earth be dead. Be blessed. Oh, my goodness. Sit down. Sit down and give me 5 more minutes.
Hallelujah.
Let me say some things that's going on. Expectation and visitations become one in your life. Not the past, nor the future, but right now. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of that. Ooh, that thing 1:9:21 is coming up. We're headed for that 2000. I think I'll stay and preach that 2000 show up. The next point I want you to know is you have to know the power of the word. You have to know. Hebrews 4:12. Say the word of God is what? Quick, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder of the soul. Come on. Yes, sir. All ailment, all lack, all disappointment about to leave from your life. Mark 11:23. All ailment, all lack, all disappointment are about to leave your life. Spirit and life are about to take your life over. John 6:63. Turn to John 6:63 quickly. I got a few minutes. John 6:63. I got as long as I want. John 6:63. John 6:63. I'm looking at Mark 11:23 on this board. John 6:63. Change. It is the spirit that quickens it. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. The word that I speak to you, not the person sitting next to you. Y'all ready? Every useless moment in your life is about to be buried forever. Every useless moment in your life is about to be buried forever. 1 Corinthians 9:10, I'm not going to go there. Online, y'all call 60 people and make this thing go over 2,000. Y'all got somebody in call, just tell them, I don't care if they don't listen, just tell them, get on. Call calling things that be not as though they are, and they will become.
Yes.
You heard that? Romans 4:17.
Yes, sir.
You ready to shout?
Yes, sir.
Your life and world will never be empty again. Your life and world will never be empty again. John 10:10. Now this one you're going to read and meditate it when you get home. But I love it. Releasing the Trinity of yourself.
Yes.
Releasing the Trinity of yourself. Romans 12:1-3. Releasing the Trinity of yourself. Romans 12:1-3. Then the next one is powerful too. Tapping into the Trinity of God. Hebrews 10:28. Tapping into the Trinity of God. Now I may come back over these in this series and we'll work them out. Living in the realm of the supernatural on a daily basis. And I know this is a simple one, but we're in a better position now. You are bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your spirit and your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Pursuing it right and saying it right. Mark 11:22-25. I put a 25 in there because if you got any art against anybody, you got to forgive them for that thing that worked for you. Let them go. Listen to this one. Expectation and manifestation become one in your life. Oh! No, y'all ain't. Expectation and manifestation become one in your life. You heard that? Expectation and manifestation become one in your life. So whatever you expect, you manifest. Oh, somebody need to hear this.
Yeah.
Somebody need to hear this one. And the Holy Ghost, Jimmy, this is why I'm praying about this lesson, you see. Are you ready to live your dream?
Yeah.
Listen what he said. Look what the end part said. It's not too late. Many of us, when you were younger, you had certain dreams that never came to pass. But you got the right hookup now for it to come to pass. But you're going to call things that be not as though they were, and they're going to show up. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain. I am living my dream, which is God's dream for me. Better write that down. I'm living my dream, which is God's dream for me. And I like this. I got one more I'm gonna give you, two more I'm gonna give you, and I'm gonna close. We're about to step out of the traffic of religion, politics, and culture. I said, you're about to step out the traffic. That traffic not going to interrupt you anymore. You're going to live beyond that traffic. Here we go. We'll get this last one, then Leroy, you can come. I don't care where you are now. how much good, how much damage in your life. You're about to change everything. To the glory of God and the goodness of life. I'm going to give you that one more time, all right? Then I'll give you scripture. I don't care where you are now, what kind of sickness, what kind of disease trying to get on your body, what kind of finance you're in, what kind of problem you've had in your life, in your marriage, in your children, with your children. I don't care where you are now. Let the Lord talk to you now. I don't care where you are now, how much good, how much damage is in your life. You're about to change everything to the glory of God and the goodness of life. Romans 8, 26 through 28. Now, we'll be on this for quite some time because through God and my wife and myself, we talked about it, and I didn't bring it. Look on my desk. I think that book, Frame Your Life. How many of y'all got that book? You don't have the book. All right. And I want you to start reading it again. They are in the bookstore, Framing Your World. Framing Your World with the Word of God. It's so important. I don't know how many years ago I wrote that book. Many, many years. But God said, now, see, you got them up to this point. Now I have to train them. Let them train them to speak what they want in their life. Yeah. Death and life and the power of the tongue. All right? You want a husband? Say it. Say what kind you want. You want a wife? Say what kind you want. She's going to show up. She's going to walk right by you. You can't be blind now. But, sorry, I've seen so many blind men. How's that? So they can see. See the woman, boy. Framing Your World. How much this book is, Lord?
12.
I'll cut it to 10. Because I want you to have it if you don't have it. It's $12. I'm going to let you have it for 10. Because I'm not trying to sell the book. It's a product. See, and then any money you spend with this ministry, we're ministering to people around the world. We locked, any tragedy happening in the world, we locked in financially monthly with the Samaritan Purse. We're putting out money every month for the Jewish people. That's God's people, and people misusing them. You putting out money every month. What else I'm doing, Laura? What else I'm doing, Chantel? Mercy Ship. That's a ship that go around take care of people too, right? Been doing that for years. So you as partners are helping me get the ministry done. My money comes, people that put money in my pocket all the time. People run me down. People come to my house looking for me. I'm riding my golf cart. I can't go nowhere. I go down his boy street, and I'll be trying to duck him, but he still, him and his wife catch me and get out the car with money. How you doing, Apostle? All right? So we build a church. Y'all know we build a church?
Yes.
What, in Africa somewhere? In Africa? I'm going to build some more. Now, I have to start flying a little bit. I haven't been flying much, but I got to go put out importation in these churches, apostolic importation. That boy got some nice churches, large churches. How many churches we got on?
80.
80?
Yeah.
Shoot, that's a lot of work. But I fly in and fly back. I'm gonna set that plan out there one time. Those of you all won't see it. See our plan. Yes. I can't take all y'all with me. Not in person. If you done boys had a chance to fly with me, security man, they went with me to different places. But we just blessed. We just blessed. So we'll do Framing Your World Part 2 next Sunday.
Yes.
How to have the mind of Christ.
Uh-huh.
we'll be dealing with that. Did you get blessed today?
Yes.
I see one man standing. Look at that number, look. 1,955. How many people have you up on praying on Thursday night? 300 something? Y'all know, y'all remember? Everybody look quiet. You remember the other day? 300 something there. You remember? Yeah, so I'm asking some of y'all to come in with us on Thursday night and pray with us. We're praying from the east to west, the north and south. We're praying that it come by cars, train, airplane, or internet. So we can feed them and build life. Your life will never be the same. I pray that the Holy Spirit check you when you get so sad. Some of y'all get so sad because your life is not like the people down the street. You ain't never slept with them. You don't know how it is down the street. You got a front. Got a front. Got a nice car, a nice house. Might be hell on the inside. You just get your life together. And see, one thing about my life is not a fake. What I preach is what I do. All my children here, all my grandchildren, they know how Papa, what Papa stands for. They're blessed. I don't want to tell y'all this, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Somebody's going to get upset, but that's all right. One of my grandsons, boy, I can say, you ever been to public school? Man, I'm a millionaire. It sure did. Come on, Junior.